Praise God. If you got your Bibles, Hebrews, the 10th chapter and the 35th verse. And I want to read just three verses and then I will do my best to give you what God laid upon my heart. Appreciate all these musicians and singers coming early and practicing. Don't they do a wonderful job? Thank you to all the people who come and pray in this church. Those that can't make it, that pray at their house. Those that come early for pre-service prayer. And you're making such a huge difference. Thank you so much. Amen. Prayer is where it's at. Hebrews 10 and 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience. Everybody say patience. That after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Amen. Cast not away therefore your confidence, because it has a great recompense of reward. Amen. Everybody say we need patience. After that we've done the will of God, we might receive the promise. Amen. We need patience. I want to preach for just a little while from this title, Dealing. Everybody say Dealing with Delay. Amen. Learning how to deal with delay when your prayers aren't answered like you think they ought to be answered. Amen. I got a word from God for this church. I gotta pour it out tonight. I hope that's all right. Amen. Let's pray together. Lift your hands and your voices to the Lord. Come on, just a few moments. Let's ask Jesus to help us. Come on, just a moment. Cry out to God. Oh, we need you in this house, Jesus. Hallelujah, we need your anointing one more time, God. Mold us and shape us in this house. I rebuke every devil in hell that would come against the people of God. Oh, I pray victory in this house, Jesus. I pray miracles in this house, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. I want to preach Dealing with Delay. Everybody say Dealing with Delay. I'm going to preach under the premise that everyone is doing the will of God. Amen. Because that's the big if in the scripture. You have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. So I'm going to preach tonight with the understanding that you are doing the will of God. Amen. And if you're not doing the will of God, before we leave, you need to start doing the will of God. Hallelujah. It's not rocket science. You can turn around in a moment. Amen. All you got to do is make up your mind. Not my way, but thy way, God. Not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. Praise God. I don't think it takes a long time to turn somebody around. I don't think it takes a long time to repent. It don't take a long time to confess. You just got to get ready and then you just got to do it. Hallelujah. And that's who I'm preaching to tonight, those that have done the will of God. And so if you're trying your best, you're living according to the word of God, that is, amen, you're living the life, you're walking the life, you're trying your best to live for God, I've got a word to preach to you tonight about when your prayers are delayed, amen, how do we handle this? Amen. Delay is one of the biggest things that robs people of their faith. Amen. I got a burden to preach tonight. The Bible would say we need patience. Everybody say patience. We have need of being able to just keep on believing when it ain't working like we think it ought to work. When it ain't going like we think it ought to go, we need to have the faith to just say, we're going to keep on keeping on. Amen. We got to keep speaking faith, whether we see it or we don't see it. The writer who wrote the song, he's working even when I don't even see it. He's still working. I don't know if the writer even understood what he's talking about, but I tell you what that means is we got faith. Amen. We're going to keep faith when it ain't on our schedule and the miracles ain't flowing as fast as we would like them to in our own life. We're going to keep on believing God. Come on, church. Amen. Delay, a delayed promise, a delayed blessing has messed up more people than it seems like anything. It causes people to throw in the towel. It causes people to give up church and begin to say things they shouldn't say. Amen. But I want you to understand tonight, amen, if God promised you a promise, you can take it to the bank. Amen. I can't tell you when it's going to be ready, but I promise you one of these days it's going to be ready. He said, my word will not come back void. It will accomplish what he intended for it to accomplish. Amen. I want to help somebody today. Hallelujah. If you want to receive the promises from God, you're going to have to learn how to quit wavering under the doubt that comes against you. Amen. I can't promise anybody that you're going to get what you want from God if one day you believe it and the next day you don't believe it. If one minute you're on fire and the next minute you're about to quit, I don't have any promises for you. Amen. But for the man who will say, I'm not going to waver, that says I'm going to hold on. I'm going to keep on through the storm. Can I preach to you a little while? The Bible said, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm here to help somebody out. I'm here to help people in this church today. You've been needing things. You've been wanting things. You've been praying about things. I want to tell you the first key is you've got to quit wavering. You ain't got to amen me. I know what God spoke to me today. You got to quit wavering. You got to get locked into it. God's going to help me. I believe his word. Hallelujah. Amen. We have to understand that we're dealing with this delay. Amen. A lot of things in life may not happen immediately. If they don't happen immediately, we got to keep on praying. If it don't happen today, I'm going to be praying about it tomorrow. I was calling the names of backsliders out today in this church. Amen. I don't think one of them showed up. Do you think that's going to deter me from praying tomorrow? I'm going to be calling every one of them's name tomorrow too. Hey, I'm going to stir all the spiritual things up in heaven and earth. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep doing what I know to do. Amen. We've got to keep our faith. Everybody say we got to keep our faith. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But Jesus said, but I have prayed for thee. Everybody say, I prayed for thee. I prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Amen. The biblically ordained way to keep your faith is to pray. I don't have a new message. It's going to be an old message. The way the Bible describes you keep your faith is you keep praying. Jesus said, Simon Peter, the devil wants to destroy you, but I'm praying for you that your faith don't fail. Not that you'll never go through a trial. Not that you'll never have a problem. Not that you'll never face a sickness. I'm praying that your faith fail. I want to tell you something. If you don't pray, you're going to run out of faith. if you don't get a prayer life, you'll turn into the biggest doubter this world has ever seen. But if you get a prayer life and you learn how to touch God, you'll be full of faith day after day after day. You'll be a force to be reckoned with if you get a prayer life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know it's true because every time you stop praying, you start doubting. Every time you back up on prayer, you start backing up on everything else. So you know prayer is the key to keeping the faith and making it all the way. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. Let's make up our mind. I tell you, a lot of people try to find encouragement in friends and family, and they look up podcasts and look up all this stuff and try to get a favorite song, and they're trying to be encouraged. Let me tell you how I get encouraged. I pray until it turns into a red hot prayer meeting. I can tell you, for 20 something years, I've never walked out of a red hot prayer meeting depressed. I've never walked out of a red hot prayer meeting discouraged. I've never walked out of a red hot prayer meeting feeling like I was down in the dumps. But every time I get in that fire, my faith rises. I believe I can do it again. God's with me. He's hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Prayer is so faith building. It's so faith building. Amen. Don't come in and start talking to other people and talking about the weather and how deep the crappie are right now. Amen. There's a time to talk about the crappie. Praise the Lord. And then there's a time to build a fire. Hey man, you got to know what you have need of. I know what I need. I need a little more faith. I need another dose of the Holy Ghost to help me make it another day. I know if I can touch the hem of his garment one more time, I can go another day. I can go through another trial. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him right now. Hallelujah. That's reason enough to have a daily prayer life, is that your faith don't fail. That ought to scare you to death to think if I back up on my prayer, my faith is going to fail. Because if your faith fails, you're going to be the next backslider. I hate to say it like that, but I've seen it too many times. That's how it begins. You back up on prayer and it's not as important as it used to be. I've seen people pray. God gives them what they want, and then they quit God. I'm like, my Lord, how do you think you got the blessing in the first place? Why would you quit praying after God blesses you? Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost. You know who ought to be praising God the most? Is the one that's blessed the most. The one that's forgiven the most. You ought to be the one that gets up and you've been good to me, God. You've been God. You pull me up out of a miry clay. God, come on, tell me how we could sit down on God. Amen. After he picked us up out of a miry clay. Amen. He didn't pick you up out of a choir and just floss you up a little bit. He pulled you up out of a miry clay. You were going the wrong way. And God had mercy. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget. Boy, that sounds good. Now, do you mean it? I said, do you mean it? Do you mean it? Do you? God, I'm going to pray every day. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Man, faith that is seasoned or mixed with prayer, it doesn't get disheartened when things don't happen immediately. It's the people who don't pray are the ones that get all upset and wear everybody out. Amen. When things don't happen like they think it ought to happen. A praying faith takes God at His word. A praying faith trusts God. A praying faith trusts God's timing. Come on, you don't trust God if you don't trust His timing. A praying faith trusts His purposes. And a praying faith understands that not all prayers are going to be answered immediately. But sometimes there's going to be a few delays. And I want to preach a little while about how do we deal with delays. Tell you, when you realize why there are delays, you won't get upset anymore and you won't be pouting. You won't have to be patted on the back and counseled every 5 minutes. When you figure out why God does what God does, hallelujah, you're going to start sleeping better at night. James would say it like this, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. I want to tell you, some prayers get delayed simply because God is testing your faith. Simply because God is trying you. Because God is trying to make you not a pushover, but a prayer warrior. More than a conqueror. A winner. Amen. And when you understand some things is just God testing me and God trying me, it shouldn't get you upset. And it shouldn't let you be all discouraged. But it ought to let you say, Lord, just let the rose unfold the way you want it to unfold. Hallelujah. I'd like to have it tonight. Amen. But if you don't want the rose unfolded tonight, I'll sit here with a smile on my face and a song in my heart. And I'll wait until you do it like you want to do it. Let me tell you, every time you do it yourself, you mess it up. We ought to say, yay, Lord. Yay, Lord, you do it on your timing, God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to hurry. I know. Amen. So one of the reasons there may be a delay is simply God's testing you. Amen. Wouldn't that be terrible to get a bad attitude when God's testing you? Amen. Throw your shoes on the floor and slap the dog and chew everybody out. Amen. You know what I would call that? Failing the test. Now, I don't know exactly how God works, but I know how it was when I was in school. When you failed a grade, guess what you get to do? You get to do it all over again. You get tired of being tried and tested. Just pass the test. Go to a new level. Well, I feel like preaching. Hallelujah. Man, the life of Lazarus, there was a delay. Amen. Lazarus was critically ill, and his two sisters were desperately petitioning the Lord, trying to get Jesus' attention. It was urgent. They were saying, Lord, the one thou lovest is sick. We need you to come. But it almost seemed like Jesus delayed on purpose, almost like he was disconnected. I want to tell you, you got to learn how to trust the timing of Jesus. Amen. Some delays happen simply because God has a greater good than even what you're asking for. Well, hallelujah. Some delays in prayer happen because what you're asking for, God's got something even better than that. I don't know how well this is going to be received, but it's going to be received somehow. Amen. The delay of Jesus Christ in the case of Lazarus ended up causing Lazarus to die and to be buried. And then Jesus would say these words, I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there. My Lord, that seems almost kind of cold. But he says, to the intent that ye may believe. See, what they were asking for was Jesus to heal their brother. So if Jesus would have answered their prayer immediately, he would have healed his friend when nobody else would have been there. But instead, Jesus said, I don't want to just heal my friend when nobody's there. I want to raise him from the dead when there's a big crowd there. Come on, church. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, there's some things you ask for. Amen. It gets delayed because God's got something better than what you're even asking for. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost backing me up right now. My Bible said we don't even know what to pray for as we ought to. And Mary and Martha are saying, Jesus, I need you to hurry up. My brother's sick. But Jesus is saying, no, I'm going to raise him from the dead in a few days. And we're about to have a revival. When the... Hallelujah. Amen. Some delays are simply God wanting to do something better in your life. Hallelujah. Wouldn't that be beautiful for God to not answer what you wanted, but to give you something a whole lot better? Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I heard somebody tell me one time, you need to pray specific prayers. Amen. Maybe that's right. Maybe it ain't. Amen. I don't have a problem with specific prayers. But I do have a problem if he's going to give me more than what I'm asking for. I think I'll just hush up and say, God, you know what I have need of. I'm waiting on you, Jesus. You know what's best for me. Come on, I'm preaching to somebody that his ways are higher than your ways. His thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Hallelujah. Man, some of the delays in some of your prayers is God working something better for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I hope this is all right. Some delays are simply... or some prayers are simply delayed because of what you prayed. Amen. Amen. This is what I come to preach about. Some prayers require God to do so many things that it automatically is going to get delayed a little while. Praise God. I thought it might get a little quiet. Some prayers we pray for God to answer it, he's got to do a whole lot of other stuff before that can happen. And so inevitably, it's going to be delayed a little bit. This is what the Lord began to deal with me about today. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan. All I had was a stick. And now I am become two bands, two big families. And this is what Jacob says, deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau. For I fear him, lest he will come and smite me, and the mother with the children. Amen. When Jacob begins to pray to be delivered from Esau, amen, it's a prayer that automatically is going to be delayed. Because in order for this to happen, in order for Jacob to be delivered from Esau, Jacob's got to change before his prayer can be answered. Jacob, you're a supplanter. Jacob, you're a thief. Amen. You done your brother wrong. And here you are praying, God, deliver me from my brother. Amen. Let me tell you what, his prayer is about to get delayed because God's saying, okay, I'm going to deliver you from your brother. But before I answer your prayer, I'm going to have to change you. Because when you see Esau, if Esau sees the same old supplanter he saw 20 years ago, he's going to kill you on the road. So I'm going to delay your prayer, and I'm going to change you to where your prayer can be answered. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Amen. God, help me to be whatever. God, give me whatever. God, bless me financially. God, give me a whatever, a husband, wife. God, give me a raise. God, do this. God, do that. Amen. God loves it when you pray prayers like that. Because what he says is, I would love to answer it for you. I would love to. It's getting kind of quiet in here now. I would love to answer your prayer. But this is what we're going to have to do first. You're going to have to become a different person. Me and you are going to have to wrestle all night long before you ever meet it. Before I can answer your prayer, we're going to have to get in a prayer closet and I'm going to have to change who you are. Amen. And in the middle of the night, a man wrestled with Jacob and Jacob begins to get a hold of it. Come on, does anybody want change? Hey, I don't know. Amen. There's people, you're praying, God, I need you to do this. I got to have this. Amen. And God's saying, good, come to me. Let me change your name. God, I need you to open doors for me. I would love to open doors for you. But first of all, I got to change who you are. Come on, church. Hey. A lot of people's prayers are getting delayed. I feel it in my spirit because they've never let God change who they were. God, I got to have this job. I'm running out of money. If you don't do this, God's saying, I would love to do that. I would love to open the windows of heaven on you, but I got to change you first. Let me tell you what money does to people. It exposes who you really are. It's getting quiet in here. I hope I got the right message. You know what money does? It exposes who you really are. God, I really want a ministry. You know what a ministry does? It exposes who you really are. God, I need a spouse. I'm lonely. You know what a marriage really does? It exposes who you really are. this is good preaching. I don't know if you like it or not. Well, take this whole world. Just give me some more Jesus. You know what I say, God? I want every blessing that's got my name on it. Every promotion that's got my name on it, I want it. Every miracle that's got my name on it, I want it. And God, I want you to help me to become the man I need to be to receive what you want to give in my life. You know what God's looking? He's looking for somebody that's willing to change. Hallelujah. Some people are waiting on God, but God's waiting on people. God's waiting on an all-night prayer meeting where you get a hold of him and say, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, give me a raise. God's saying, let me help you become a good steward first of what you got. Well, one amen, two hallelujahs. God, I need this, I need that. Well, help, let me help you. I used to listen to all the self-help, all that stuff, and all the personal growth people. And now one of my favorite people was named Jim Rohn. And he said, my recommendation is for everybody in the world to try to become a millionaire. And everybody in there was wanting to be a millionaire. And he said, but it's not like you think. I don't care whether you have $1 million or not. I want you to become a millionaire because of the person you'll have to become that. My prayer is, God, I want everybody full of the Holy Ghost. I would love for people to have the gift of healing, the gift of tongues, every gift there is, every blessing there is on this church, I want it poured out. Amen. Not because we want to be somebody, but because of what you're going to have to become to become that person. Amen. I want everybody to win 100 souls each. Amen. I want us to have church down at the Coliseum. Not so you'll get a badge saying I won 100 souls, but because of the person you'll have to become to win souls. Amen. Not a selfish, but a selfless person. I don't know. God help me. Hey, man, I want to tell you how you deal with delay. You start searching your heart. God, am I the reason it's not happening? God, I'm scared of Esau. I don't want to face him. God, I want you to take care of it. God's saying, I will take care of it. This is how I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to change who you are. You're not going to be supplanter anymore when I get finished with you. I'm going to change your name to Israel. Come on, I feel God working on people right now. Hallelujah. I wonder what it is in our spirit that's preventing us from getting the miracles that God has promised. I don't know how many people I've talked to that said, well, I'm just holding on to my promise. Because one time a preacher said that I was going, whatever. Praise God. And if it ain't happened yet, hold on to it. Amen. But while you're holding on, get you a mirror. Hallelujah. While you're holding on to your promise, while you're holding on to your faith, get you a mirror out. Get underneath the pew. and start saying, God, change who I am. Change my very being. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. There's people, you've come from all kinds of backgrounds and all kinds of cultures, and this is the way y'all did it, and this is the way they did it, and this is, well, this is just how we handle our business. This is just, you know, we, blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you, when you get the Holy Ghost, you get a new culture, and you're not who you used to be, and you're not your DNA anymore, and we got to start doing things the way God wants them done. Hey, man, if you want the promise of God, this is how you deal with delay. Get yourself a prayer meeting. Hallelujah. God, search my heart. God, cleanse me today. Hallelujah. Boy, I feel Jesus in this place right now. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I feel it real heavy on my spirit right now. God, all you got to do is change me. God, I know I prayed the prayer, God, but God, you're going to have to change me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's people praying, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Before that happens, there's going to be some changing take place. God, I need you to turn the marriage around. God, I need you to fix this. I'm tell you, God's well able. There's nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord together. Come on, I feel Jesus in this place. I feel it right now. God could do a miracle before we leave this building tonight. And it ain't you're going to pray the same prayer over and over. God, give me, give me, give me. But it's going to be, God, change me. God, I'm going to hold on. Let me tell you, when he walked out of that prayer meeting, Jacob wasn't his name anymore. His name was Israel. And God touched the hollow of his thigh. And when he walked out of that prayer meeting, Israel would never be the same as that old man Jacob was. I'm telling you, there's prayer meetings God wants you to walk out of that you'll never be the same again. Hell, it's those prayer meetings, amen, that when you walk out of those, you know what his problem name Esau? You know what he met? He met a new little brother. He was walking with a limp. He wasn't a prideful thief anymore, but he was an humble man. I'll tell you, when you get humble, God changes you. It'll soften even your enemies' hearts. You're praying, God, kill my enemy. You ought to be praying, God, let them see something different in me that takes the hate out of them. I'm not preaching anymore. I think I'm done. I feel like I poured my heart out to this church for just a few moments. I feel like God is speaking to somebody. Come on, let's wait on the Lord right now. Come on. Come on. Come on, whoever it is God's dealing with, you need to make a move right now.